beyond the future. And life is worth the living just because He lives.
Give the Lord a hand clap of praise this morning and worship. Hallelujah, Lord. We thank you, Father. Praise your glorious name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You may be seated. Got a few things I'd like to cover real fast. Excuse me. How many appreciate Brother Sampson this Thursday night?
Yes.
Yeah. Isn't that a wonderful time in the Lord, you know?
Amen.
As Dad said it, I'm glad he told me that because I kept thinking, like, there's something this brother that I just really appreciate and I couldn't pinpoint. And when he told me that, I was like, that's what it was. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, it didn't matter where. He wasn't afraid to worship the Lord.
Amen.
And he went ahead and did it. I said, Lord, and I took it as a rebuke. I said, Lord, I don't do that. I know I don't. And I know, and I'm not, I'll just be honest with you. I know there's times where I think to do it, then I'm like, oh my, I might look a little weird. Oh, we need to shake off Laodicea. We're Christians.
Amen.
We're weird, all right? The world thinks we're weird anyways. You might as well just say, thank you, Jesus. It don't matter. I ain't talking to them anyhow. I'm talking to Jesus.
That's right.
I don't just say hallelujah just because it's a nice word to say in church. I really mean it. Praise my God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Well, I sure appreciate him. He's a great brother. Keep him in prayer if you ever think about him. I know he does a lot over there in India. And he's just a wonderful brother. I wanted to let everybody know I wrote down the calendar, but we know how well people like to look at the calendars when there's things on there. I'm just kidding you. But on December 26th through the 31st, me and Ellie and the family, we're going to go down to Indiana to visit Ellie's family. So I won't be here that Sunday, but we'll have Brother Josh Tucker here on the 29th preaching for us. So keep him in prayer. Keep the service in prayer. I know that Brother Taz is having the thing in Stryker on New Year's Eve, and I think we'll make it back in time. We'll probably be out there. And I encourage anybody else in the church that wants something to do on New Year's Eve, that's a great place to be. I remember what we had last year. That was a wonderful time in the Lord. Y'all forgive me for something else. Brother Aaron emailed me and I printed it off and left it on the printer. Never got it. Never got to church. But yeah, I'll post that out there. Go ahead and read through it. See that, you know, he's doing the work of the Lord there. And if you want to give anything to the mission work there, I was real encouraged by Brother Sampson. He told me that it's Brother Larry Hara. He was up in Zion, Illinois, and how he funded him 3 years without ever meeting the man. And he said, it's kind of like what you're doing with that Brother Ernie over there. And I said, well, I don't feel so bad about it. If he's doing the work of the Lord, and we shouldn't just go haphazard. I don't think we should just support any old name that throws out there. But when you ask brothers, and he's a good reputation, the Bible says, within and without the church, I think we should support any mission we can. So, amen. I think that's everything. And before I forget this as well, if you have nothing going on after service today, we're going to be having lunch at Dad's. Obviously, there's more here than what we anticipated, but if you'd like to come out there, even if you just want to grab your lunch and head on out there, we love to fellowship with everybody. How many's happy to be a Christian today?
Yes.
Amen. Well, let's go ahead and stand together. We have enough, you think? Okay. Well, praise the Lord then. I appreciate you all coming out to support, well, really support Jesus Christ, but to support our brother Alexander as well. I love the brother. We've been together a long time, and it's just good to have him with us this morning. I got to sing it. What's this? Key of C, please. We're going to sing it again. If you don't know, it's by faith I believe, it's by faith I receive.
Amen.
It's by faith I'll overcome, it's by faith I'll see the sun.
Amen.
You go ahead and sing. You got to hit C, Dad. There we go. It's by faith that I believe, it's by faith that I receive, it's by faith. Oh, with all your heart, sing it again. Oh, it's by faith that I believe. It's by faith that I receive.
It's by faith I'll overcome. It's by faith I'll see the sun.
Let's sing it again.
It's by faith I believe. It's by faith.
Hallelujah.
Amen. How many has that hope within their heart?
Amen. Yes, sir.
Of an expected end. It's the blessed hope of the church. Amen.
That's right. Amen.
Amen. Brother Bram said there's not one natural thing in the armor of God. It's all supernatural.
That's right.
It's all spiritual. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
So we just we want to remember that, you know, we don't wrestle with flesh and blood.
Yes, sir.
But against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this age. Is that
yes,
right?
Yes, sir.
Therefore, take up the whole armor of God,
amen,
that ye may be able to stand. And having done all, to stand in that day. Is that right?
Amen.
Amen. It's good to see each one here. Good to see Doug and Laura. How you doing over there? She's ready to have a child. Probably more than ready, actually. We just pray the Lord bless them and their
amen
home for that.
Yes,
and
sir.
Each of these other, so many people I could go on the rest of the day here, just carry on with you all here, but I'll try not to prolong the time that much. So, but we just want the Lord to have His way today. Is
yes,
that
sir
right?
Amen.
You want to turn today in your Bibles to Colossians chapter 3, and we'll just start in the first verse. Kind of appropriate with the way everything went this morning, I suppose. So, I guess we trust that God has orchestrated this. That
amen.
This divine appointment wasn't made by man. It wasn't like
that's
oh,
right, brother.
We're gonna get together at 12 today and just have a good old time together.
No, sir,
but we've come to fellowship with Him and to hear from Him.
Oh
amen.
Yes.
So we just want to hear what the author has to say here and hear from Him. First, Colossians chapter 3, and in the first verse it says here, "If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God." I'm going to read that again. Is that all right?
Come
if ye then be risen with Christ.
Yes.
Uh-huh. In other words, if you've really got this, and
that's
this
right
is really who you are,
yes,
seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above,
amen,
not on things of the earth.
Yes, sir.
For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God.
Amen.
When Christ, who is our life, amen, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with Him in glory. Mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, and covetousness, which is idolatry. Well, there's a lot of idol worshippers nowadays after all, huh?
That's right. Sure is.
We don't got the big old statues out here, Buddha and all this other stuff. We think, well, we're not idol worshippers. And they'll go bow down to the pigskin. They'll go bow down to some woman on the internet or something
that's
else.
Right,
they've got gods everywhere today.
Right. That's
amen.
Right. That's it. Sure.
Well, praise the Lord anyhow.
That's right.
It says, "For which things sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience."
Amen.
Amen. Amen. "In the which ye also walk sometime." Well, I guess none of us, as I say, none of us were born again. Is that right?
That's right. Come on.
"In the which ye also walk sometime when ye lived in them, but now..." Right now, not
yes
going to happen, but right
amen
now.
Brother.
"But now you also put off all these
yes
anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Lie not one to another, seeing that ye have put off the old man
amen
with his
brother
deeds, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of Him that created him." So it's the image of Him that created him. Who's the creator here?
That's it, brother.
It's not the devil, amen?
That's right.
He can't create. He's a perverter, but he's
that's
not a
right
creator.
Amen.
So the image of this creator is the same image of this new man. Is that right?
Yes, Lord.
Another scripture, if you would. Ephesians chapter 4 here. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Verse 17 says, "This I say therefore and testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk, in
amen
the vanity of what? Their mind."
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Right.
"Having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their heart, who being past feeling have given themselves over to lasciviousness, to work all uncleanness with greediness. But ye have not so
right
learned Christ,
amen,
if so be that ye have heard Him." Amen?
Yes, Lord.
Not necessarily the man in the pulpit now.
That's right.
Not what right Bishop so-and-so or Dr. so-and-so who put in his book said, but if you've heard from Him.
Amen.
Amen? "If you've heard Him and have been taught by Him, as the truth is in Jesus, that ye put off concerning the former conversation, the old man,
amen,
which is corrupt." Amen?
That's right, yeah.
And I want to kind of key on that today. The old man's corrupt.
That's right.
Amen?
No,
we like to
it
build up the old man and say, well, he wasn't really that bad.
Oh, yes, he was.
Amen? Woo!
I
don't know where we're going now, but we like to say, you know, I wasn't really that bad off. And, you know, it's almost like we did Jesus a favor by starting to come to church, giving our life to the Lord. But he was corrupt.
That's right.
There wasn't one good thing about him.
That's right.
And I'm not looking to look back and say, well, I had it together here. Man, Lord, you should leave this part alone. I really had that going for me there.
No.
He was corrupt.
Amen.
And if you're in the old man today, he's still corrupt.
That's right.
That's who he is.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I'm going to preach in here and I'm going to finish my reading here.
All right, brother.
That you put off concerning the former conversation, the old man which is corrupt, according to the deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, that you put on the new man.
Yes.
Which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Amen. Let us bow our heads for a word of prayer. Our gracious Father, I gather here this morning with this people, Father. And Lord, we could have come here for so many reasons. We could have come here to watch the game this morning. We could have come here to play bridge or just to talk and to chat it up, Lord. But we came here today, I believe, and we come here as believers, believing in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Lord, you said that where two or three are gathered together in my name, I would be there.
Yes, Lord.
In the midst of them. And Lord, we're so thankful that you didn't just come to hover above us this morning, to speak to us from afar, but you came in the very midst of us. And that you're here this morning, we pray you'd speak to this people, because they have a need in this Laodicean age. There's so many voices today. There's the voice of politics. There's the voice of reasoning, and the voice of science, and the voice of New Age and all these other these philosophies and these ideas. But today we have a need to hear your voice. Not from a man, from a pulpit, but the voice behind the voice. That you would teach us. That we would hear from you today, Lord Jesus. Because you are our life. And without you we have nothing. Without you we can do nothing.
That's right.
Lord, I, as a man, I can do nothing for this people today. I can give them psychology. I can give them my idea. But it won't profit them a thing. They'll walk out of here the same as they were when they walked in. But today we believe Jesus Christ is in our midst. The Son of Man that's been revealed. He's here to speak to us. And give us a mighty unction of the Holy Ghost. That we can overcome all the wickedness and all the darkness in this age. That God could come down in this place. That he could walk in these feet once again. Veiled in human flesh. And overcome every working of the devil. Because we believe that the word of God overcomes the devil any place, anywhere, and any time. Oh, we thank you, Father, today for overcoming power. That we don't just have to endure the whippings of the devil, but you've given us something to fight with. The sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God.
Yes, Lord.
Lord Jesus, you showed it yourself. When the devil tempted you, the weakest believer could say, it is written.
Amen, Lord.
It is written.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord, hallelujah. This gathering together, it was not our idea, it was your idea, because it's written that we should be gathered together in the name, that we should not forsake the assembling of ourselves together.
Yes.
And Lord, we know it's not in vain because we believe in the promise.
Yes, Lord, you promised.
We thank you, Father. Speak to us, we pray now.
Yes.
May you change lives. May you be a great power of transformation in this place.
Yes, Lord.
Give us eyes to see, ears to hear, and most of all, hearts to receive,
yes,
to understand,
yes,
to
Lord.
Meditate upon,
yes,
to walk
Lord.
In
praise
your
Lord.
Light
praise
and your truth. For we ask Lord. It in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Blessed be his name. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen.
You may be seated. You know, it seems, you'd think that, you know, as time goes on and you minister and you preach, you'd get better at a certain thing, but I feel like I get worse preaching as I get older, as I go on. And that's fine.
Brother, come on.
That's fine, because you know what? I'm not relying on that anyway.
That's right. Amen.
The Apostle Paul, he's looking at these men, these chief apostles, and they were revelated.
Yep.
They were wise men. They were powerful. They were anointed. And Paul begins to brag about, I was beaten.
That's right.
I was stoned.
That's right.
I was shipwrecked. Three times I received 40 stripes, save one. And he begins to talk about how rough he's got it. Let's just say it that way.
Yeah.
Of all things, he suffered for the gospel.
Amen.
See, these men could boast great things, but Paul could say, look at this. I bear in my body
That's
the marks
right.
of the Lord Jesus.
Yes, amen.
Which one of these men wants to boast about their infirmities? Who wants to brag about how they got beat up for Jesus?
Yeah,
how they got
yeah.
stuck in jail for Jesus? And he's got a rap sheet a mile long in the Roman Empire.
Come on, brother. Sure.
Didn't look very good, but he said, when I'm weak, then I'm strong. And so what I've come to realize is, it's learning to rely more on him.
Amen.
And less
exactly
on myself.
Right.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
It's relying on a gift of God. It's relying on the power of God. Is that right? Some of you
yes,
heard me
sir.
Tell the testimony before, and I started out preaching. I would study and pray, and that's good. You're supposed to do that. But I would spend my time that I just give myself, and I'd be in that. And it seemed like I would just, you just wrestle. You're wrestling. You get to the pulpit, and you're trying.
That's right.
To bring a thought together. You're trying to do something.
Preach, brother.
And it seemed like I would go somewhere, and maybe I'd run into somebody. They won't talk about the Word of God, and I'd get a Bible out before it. I'm remembering stuff. I preach stuff I never preached before. And I'm saying this, and it dawned on me one day. I'm like, prayer and studying is ruining my ministry.
Oh my, come on.
And it wasn't really, but what it was is I was having confidence in my ability
to
prepare a sermon, my ability to give the people what they need, and my ability don't mean squat.
That's right.
Can I say it that way?
Preach, brother.
Didn't mean nothing to them people.
That's right.
Didn't do nothing for them people. Is that right?
Amen.
And so what it comes down to is I've had to understand that it might be 5 minutes before you come out to preach. Might be 1 minute. I got up one time and I'm at the pulpit. They're singing. I'm like, there we go. That's what I'm preaching on today. Lord, why did you wait till now to tell me? Boy, I'm biting my nails in the back room.
That's right.
And I'm
brother.
Sweating it out. Usually I sweat more when I'm up here.
Right.
But I was sweating back there. Now you're all going, well, what's this all about? Well, what this is all about, what this has to do is God has given us identity.
Come on.
Is that right?
Yes.
And He's not looking for you to furnish it. He's not looking for you to make it up,
or
to change it, or alter it, or to make it better.
Come
He's
on.
Not looking for you to improve it with your natural ability, because the old man is corrupt.
Oh yes,
the old man is unable to fulfill the will of God.
Right.
Amen. He can't do it. He doesn't have it within him to do it. And the harder he tries, and the more he struggles, the worse he gets.
Amen. Preach.
We marvel at the Jews. Here they had. Paul said, what advantages did you have over the Gentiles?
Sure.
They had the oracles of God.
Absolutely.
They had the very scriptures. Is that right? They were given, as we would say it this way, they were given the key.
Sure.
Amen. I'm going to come back to this in a second. They had the key. Jesus said they had the key of knowledge, and they didn't enter in themselves, and they kept others. They had the whole thing was laid out for them, and yet they missed the very one in their midst. Is that right?
Amen. That's right.
So they had these things. They were told, you should do this, and you should do this, and don't do this. And the more they did it, now they're in adultery. And
that's
now
right.
They're married to pagan nations.
Yep.
And now they've got idols. And now they're worshiping everything that moves. Is that right? Anything but the Most High. They build a golden calf, and they go do this. And the harder they tried.
Preach, brother.
And then they come, and Jesus, He begins to call them generation of vipers and all stuff, and well, we're not born of fornication. We're this. See, they're looking to the natural again.
Absolutely.
It was always their ability to keep the law and
right.
their ability to do right and their ability to impress God. And they were just so upset that God didn't recognize their denomination.
That's right. Preach.
Well, surely if Messiah comes, he'll be a Pharisee.
That's right. That's it.
Naturally, if Messiah comes, he's going to be a Sadducee. What else would he possibly be? Naturally, that if God were to come
brother.
And visit somebody in this generation,
yeah,
it would be a Baptist or Presbyterian.
Right.
Why would he go to a hillbilly from Kentucky?
That's right.
That is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. But the foolishness of God, it's greater than the wisdom of men.
Lord.
Is that right?
Yes.
Right. See, they're trusting in their merit, their ability, and it's
mercy.
Corrupt. It's
Amen.
A stink in God's nostrils.
Right. Yes,
he hates the very thing.
Yes, Lord.
You look, people will come. There are people that are going to come to Jesus.
Oh.
They're going to hear the very words come out of their mouth, which they read years ago in church. Well, Lord, haven't I prophesied in your name? Didn't I cast out devils and do many mighty works? And they're going to be hearing it, and they're going, whoa, did I just say that? And they're going to realize right then, depart from me.
That's right.
I never knew you.
That's right. That's exactly right.
Say, well, that won't be me. That's what they said.
Holy Ghost, brother, Paul, preach.
Amen.
Yeah.
They thought the same thing.
That's right.
And yet you ever catch yourself, your parents especially, you'll appreciate this. You ever catch yourself, you're going to go do something, your kids do something. Well, I'd never do that, or I'd never do something like that. And the next thing you know, you're laughing because you know what I'm talking about.
Sure am.
Is that right?
Yep. That's right.
See, you begin to depend on your natural ability, and you set yourself up.
Yeah,
is that right? Well, I would never be that one. That's what they thought too.
Amen.
They called him Lord. Is that right?
They did. That's right.
Now, the scripture tells us in 2 Corinthians 5:17, the Apostle Paul, he tells us, though we've known Christ after the flesh, yet henceforth we know him no more. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
It says, yet we know no man after the flesh. anymore.
Come on.
Therefore, if any man's in Christ, he's a new creature. Amen?
Amen. Right.
Somebody with me this morning here.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Is anybody in Christ? They're a new creature. They've put on a new man. Is that right? Paul says in Galatians 3, if you've been baptized into Jesus Christ, you've put on Christ.
Amen. Yes.
Not you're putting him on, or you're like trying it out in the mirror and seeing how it looks. And, well, I need to put it on. You've put on Christ.
Hallelujah.
That's who you are. Is that right?
Yes,
we're living in an age. I'm going somewhere in here. I don't know where now. But we're living in an age of identity theft. Is that right?
Absolutely.
They get your credit card number. They get your social security number. And before they, you know, they're going out and they're making transactions in your name.
That's right.
They're making transactions on your authority and your bank account. And they don't have any rights to it.
That's right.
Is that right? We see the same thing today.
Yes.
There's plenty of people out there. They'll claim the name of Jesus.
Sure will.
They'll claim the power of God. They'll go out and they'll do many signs and they'll do many wonders. Is that right? But he don't know who they are. They ain't got rights to the bank account.
That's right.
Jesus said if a man comes in another way, he's a thief and a robber.
That's right. Amen.
Is that right?
Come on.
Praise the Lord. Well, hallelujah.
Exactly right.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
These men, these Pharisees, they had this key, as I was saying. They had been given access.
Sure.
But then Jesus comes along and he says, you know what? I'm going to give the key to Peter.
That's right.
I'm going to go be an unlearned, ignorant fisherman.
Yep.
Now I'm going to give him the key.
Oh, praise be to God.
Is that right?
Yes, Lord.
Actually, let me say it this way. It wasn't even Jesus in the flesh. He said flesh and blood didn't reveal this to you.
That's right.
He didn't have to whisper to Peter before that.
Hey, Peter, you know what? I'm going to ask you a question here a little bit.
Yeah.
But the Father.
That's right.
The Father revealed it to Peter. Is that right?
Yes, sir. Come on.
Oh, hallelujah. And Jesus said, I'm going to give you the keys.
Yes, sir.
Thou art Peter. You're that little rock.
That's right.
Praise God, I have a greater rock.
That's right.
The rock of revelation. And I'm going to build my church on this. And the gates of hell will not prevail against it. If you find, now let me say this.
Come on,
if you
brother.
Find that you're getting whipped all the time by the devil, maybe you're not building on the right place.
That's it.
Because the gates of hell aren't to prevail against you. You're to possess the gate of your enemy.
Amen. Yes.
That's what the church is supposed to do. That's its identification. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Jesus identifies the church as an overcoming power.
Amen.
That they've built on this rock. Is that right? Now, Jesus tells us there's two types of people. Is
Amen.
That right?
Sure.
There's a guy that builds his house on sand, and there's a guy that builds his house on a rock. Is that right?
Amen.
He tells us in Luke, he tells us in the book of Luke, that the man that went to build on the rock, the first thing he dug deep.
That's right.
Is that right?
Yes,
he didn't just find the rock,
That's
but he
it.
Went out and he dug.
Yes.
And there under the dirt, where you couldn't see it, wasn't, see, so many people get this surface sort of religion.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
I'm getting ahead of myself.
That's all right, preach, brother.
They get this. We get this superficial religion. You know.
Yeah.
You know. I was talking to a guy here a few months ago. He said, "You know what the problem is, Brother Alex? We're too religious."
Yeah.
I'm like, "You think so?" He's like, "Yeah. Yeah, I am, and I know you are too." And I was tempted to get offended a little bit, but you know what? He's right. Because that's the thing, we come here and we look the part,
preach,
we show up on time, and get here half hour early, and we do all these things. Why? To impress other people.
Oh my.
To look like a good Christian. So we can say, guess what, Lord?
Oh,
have I not come to church today and I've dressed just right and look at my hair and look at this and I've done just right. Like God's really impressed.
Yeah.
God's really impressed with you. That's a good job. Well, praise the Lord, I guess I'll just go and crucify myself. I guess you didn't need me after all.
Oh, my.
Tell you what, you have a man like John Wesley.
Yeah, preach.
And he didn't want to preach out in the open because
right.
it wasn't conventional.
Yeah, that's
time
right.
To do that.
Exactly right.
And
yes, sir.
He goes out and he's preaching these open areas and God begins to move. Is that
yeah,
right?
That's
and
right.
And here they're taking him, they're dragging him through town.
Yep.
They've got the horses and they're dragging him on a rope and they're stoning him and leaving him for dead. Is that right? He wasn't trying to appease anybody.
That's right.
He wasn't trying to impress the Church of England.
Hallelujah.
He wasn't trying to impress anybody. That's why
Lord.
God could use him.
Lord,
that's why God could use him.
Praise.
He wasn't trying to impress nobody.
Yes, Lord.
We
get
so
Lord.
Worried about impressing people.
Doesn't
but how religious
preach,
we are.
Brother.
And if there's one thing I've learned in my life, especially in the last year of my life, I could care less about impressing people anymore.
That's right.
If you don't like me, then I guess that's your problem.
Hit it, brother.
I got a hard enough time putting up with me anyway.
That's
I understand.
Right. Sure.
All right?
Amen.
That's okay. Because you know what? I don't know myself after the flesh anymore.
Amen. Glory.
We don't know man after the flesh. And we look so much at our problems and our mistakes and our faults. And some of you all got it now.
Right.
Amen.
Go ahead. It's all right. Paul said, forbear one another's faults. Some of us got them.
Amen.
Probably a few more of us than we think.
That's right. Come on, brother.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
We're looking at the guy in the pew next to us like, man, that guy's got it together. Woo. That guy, he's so spiritual. Yeah, is that right?
Yeah, brother.
We're always trying to see. Now what are we doing? We're comparing ourselves with ourselves.
That's right. Uh-huh. That's right.
Yeah. The Apostle Paul said that's not wise.
Amen.
Right. Amen.
Amen. That's what he said.
And if you get nothing else today, get this. Amen.
Come on.
If you're placing your confidence in a man, it's going to fail.
Amen. Right. Yes, sir.
It's going to happen. If your confidence today is in me as a man,
right,
I'm going to disappoint you, and probably before 12 o'clock or 1 o'clock rolls around. I'm going to disappoint you.
Come on, brother.
If you're confident in some other man, in some places you can't preach this.
Come on, hit it, brother. Hit it.
All right? Some places you can't preach that because the man will be like, well, fuck your God. You can't tell them not to put confidence in my flesh. What do you want me to preach anyway?
Oh, my.
Paul said, I come to preach Christ.
Yes.
Amen. I'm not preaching myself. I'm not preaching my ministry or my ability. I'm not preaching Brother Andrew or Ed Biscoe or some other man with a name. We're not here to have a great name. Is that right?
Oh,
God, he raises up David. He says, I've given you a name like the great man. He didn't. Paul and Brother Brad makes this point time and time again. It wasn't that he had a great name, like that, but he gave him a name like the great men of the earth. He wasn't there to prop up David.
Amen. Come on.
Amen.
Right. Hit it, brother.
That was the thing with Saul. God wasn't there to prop up Saul.
Amen.
Say, look at this man. He's head and shoulders above everyone else. He's just a great man. Is that right?
That's right. Come on.
David. Praise God.
Yes,
Saul.
Sir.
Is that right? Saul made bad decisions.
Sure. Amen.
Saul thought, well, I'm king. I can do what I want.
That's right.
Is that right?
Amen.
No doubt Saul, he got upset with God.
Sure did.
Well, how could God do this to me? It's all God's fault after all. No, no, we're going to blame God again. Ooh. It's always God's fault. You notice people are always very quick to blame God.
Oh, sure.
When they do something
That's
wrong.
That's right.
You're going down a 35 at 70 mile an hour, and you get pulled over. Why did God give me a speeding ticket? If God really loved me, this shouldn't have happened to me.
Sure.
Well, why were you driving 70?
Right.
It's done been posted not to do it. Is that right?
That's right, brother.
Look, God's not mocked. God's not mocked.
That's
what
right.
A man sows, he's going to reap. Is that right?
Yeah.
You make stupid decisions, and guess what? Stupid things happen to you.
Amen.
They happen to me. They happen to you. They happen to all of us. Is that right?
Right.
That's what happens because you did something stupid. Because you made
Praise
a mistake.
God. Yeah.
As a Christian.
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Even as a Christian, you do something like, man, what was I thinking? Well, obviously you weren't.
That's right.
Obviously you weren't.
That's right, brother. Exactly
that
right.
Is that right?
Yeah,
that's why it's so important to have the mind of Christ. Is
Amen.
That right?
Amen.
That's why today, Amen. That's our need today as a believing Amen. People, yeah. is to have the mind of Christ. Is that right? Because our minds and our ideas, they will continue to fail.
That's right, brother.
And I fear the great temptation of Laodicea is that we begin to have confidence in our technology and our Preach. Thinking and Preach. Our ideas. And what the prophet gave us is good, but let's elaborate. Let's take it a little bit further. Where are you going to go with it?
Amen. Yes.
Where are you going to go with
Preach.
It? You're going to take the word and you're gonna just tweak it a little bit?
No, sir. That's it.
There's a preacher that did that before the Bible. His name, actually, I don't know what his name was. He was a serpent.
He's a preacher.
Come and he tweaked a little. And then he started having women preachers preach.
That's right, there. Brother. Yeah. That's exactly
well, that's not
right.
popular, I guess, is it?
Well, no.
The prophet says here in Christ, the mystery of God revealed. He says, look at them scholars of that day, them Jews, very fine men, their organizations of Pharisees, Sadducees, and Herodians, and whatever they might be. See all the great organizations, and Jesus said, you are blind.
That's right. Yeah.
Now, it's easy to point fingers at them.
Sure. Yes, amen.
Okay, let's be real honest. It's easy to say, oh, look at them Baptists down there, them Presbyterian Methodists. But if we're not careful,
yes, preach, brother.
We'll see the same thing coming right in the church with us,
yes.
sitting right next to us in the pew. I'm not talking about the man now or the woman. I'm talking about the spirit, amen?
Yes.
Remember, we're not wrestling with the flesh and blood.
That's right.
It's the spirit, amen?
Amen?
He says here, ye are blind, you lead the blind. Now we've gone from just being blind to bringing other people along with us. Hey, let's go be blind together and let's go walk in a ditch.
Oh,
you say, well, that looks a little goofy. That's what they're doing.
Exactly right.
Amen. Yes. Well, yeah, the prophet said this, but.
Oh,
no, I think, you know, after
preach.
All, I think that's just him speaking. It's just a man's idea. We can dress how we want and do whatever we want. And we can just, we can just have a little bit of this sin in here, and let's have a little bit of, you know, we're gonna fraternize with the world a little bit.
Preach.
If you're married to Christ, why are you making eyes with the world? Oh, amen.
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 It's exactly like them men driving that coach one day. I guess I'm preaching it myself. Nobody else, I guess.
Oh, that's right, brother. That's
I do the same thing too.
Amen.
Sometimes I'm like, well, I wonder how close I can get to this this edge here. Yep. What if I can just do this a little better? What did that one driver say? Well, I'm just as close to the wall as I can. That's the one I want to ride with.
Yes.
Me too.
I don't even want to be on the other side of the carriage. I want to be as far away from the edge as possible. I would rather just walk, actually.
Yeah, sure.
Is that right? Then I don't have to worry about the wheel breaking and this and that.
Right.
It says here, well, did Isaiah speak to you? You have ears and can't hear, and eyes and you can't see, because Isaiah said this in the Spirit. Therefore, the God of heaven has blinded your eyes. You're doing like Eve did, accepting the intellectual side.
That's right.
And knows nothing of the Spirit of God.
Amen. That's exactly right.
Wow.
Yes, sir.
And that's the difference. A lot of us here, we can tell you about service.
Sure.
We can tell you about the church ages.
Yep.
Hopefully. Speak realistically, I'm hoping that we could name the messengers and things like that. We can talk about those things. That's good. That's fine. But that don't save you.
Oh, that's right.
That, they don't change you.
That's right.
Well, I was raised in a message church. I've listened to all the tapes. So has the devil.
Amen.
He's heard them all. In fact, you know what? He was personally there.
Uh-huh.
And the prophet reminds us time and time again how the devil was there, because he begins to cast them out. And he begins to work them over. And he begins to give them a black eye. Is that right? And when we come to church, why do we come here? Is that
preach.
Do we come here to impress people and to be religious?
Come on, brother.
Is that right? Why are we here?
Hallelujah,
Ephesians
Lord.
4 tells us he gave some apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers.
Perfect.
Why? For the perfecting the saints, for the work of the ministry. Is that right?
Amen.
So you would have the power.
Glory
not just the preacher, not just the pastor. Amen. So you would have the power to whip the devil.
Amen.
Not just in church, but out there. Is that right? Because you are the church. You are the power of God made flesh. In this day, God has veiled himself in your flesh so you can whip the devil. Every place, anywhere, at any time. Why? Because you are the word made flesh for your day.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
That you would have the power, not so you could have to run to me or run to some man and say, oh, praise God, if Brother Branham were here. Well, guess what? Brother Branham's not here, but the same Jesus Christ, the same one that could take a man with an eighth grade education. Think about this. The man couldn't even read his own Bible when he started out. He had to have Hope come up and do it for him.
Amen.
Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Praise God anyhow. And God could still use him. Is that right? We think, well, if I could just kind of get myself a little more holy, get myself a little more educated,
preach, brother,
be a little more religious,
preach, sure, hit it,
then God could use me.
Oh my!
Like He did Abraham.
Yep.
When He sold out his wife to King Abimelech. Like He did Moses, a man that killed an Egyptian and ran away like a sissy for 40 years in
the
desert.
Exactly.
Fighting with his wife day and night on the backside of the desert.
Yep.
He's circumcising his son because he forgot to do it.
That's right. Right. Exactly right.
He said he was going to do it and didn't follow through, did he?
That's right.
Is that right, wife?
Lord.
I forgot to hang a shelf up here the other day. I felt bad about it. Told her I was going to do it like, I don't know, like when we got married or something.
Come on. Glory to God. Come on.
And usually I'm really like, well, you didn't hang that right. I get the balance out and this and that. I left her alone this time. She did a good job, actually.
Amen.
Proud of you, honey.
Amen. Praise God.
Some marriage lessons later today for anybody.
Yes, sir.
Three words that keep your marriage together. I am sorry.
That's right. Yes, Lord.
I'm going to change back here now. Excuse me. It says here, therefore won't they all fall in a ditch, both the leader and the blind too. The leader will fall with the blind because he's blind also.
Yes.
Amen. The leader fall, that's blind, leading the blind, they both fall in the ditch. And God alone holds this key.
Amen.
Yes. Yes.
It's not the seminary.
No. Preach.
Amen.
Preach. Come
it's
on.
Not holy doctor so-and-so.
Hey, come on, brother.
He expressed the same thing in a previous scripture there a while ago. He says, when I read it, when he said, who does man say that I, the Son of Man, am? And Peter said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. He said, blessed art thou, Simon, son of Jonas. Flesh and blood never revealed this to you. My Father, which is in heaven.
Absolutely. Amen.
Upon this revelation here alone, I'll build my church. The gates of hell will never prevail against it. See? Now you see? Therefore, there is no school,
theologians,
teachings of the Bible among any school that knows anything about it. They cannot know nothing about it. It's impossible for them to know anything about it. God has hid the senses of knowing it from the very elected teachers and everything else. Is that right?
Amen.
Now, the prophet, he tells us in the Ephesian churches, he says, when he was trying to identify the messengers for each age.
That's it. Preach. Yes, sir. Come on.
So the Lord has given me a key.
That's right.
Is that right?
Yes, sir.
So now, God didn't give it to me.
Glory to God. Come on.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Roy Roberts or Billy Graham. He chose a man.
That's right.
Brother Bam did choose him. Brother Bam wanted to be a trapper.
That's right.
Yes. Yeah, right. There's lots of things to think, man, I'm going to go do this. I want to be this. When I grow up.
Yeah, yes.
Still waiting on that one. Some other people are too. They're waiting for me to grow up. When I grow up, I'm going to be this. I'm going to be an astronaut. I'm going to be this. Is that right? He wanted to be a trapper. Sure. Wanted to be a writer.
Yep.
Realized he couldn't be a writer. Wanted to be a trapper. Is that right? But God picked for him.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
To do that. Is that right?
Amen.
Yes. It wasn't anything about the man, but he was the one that was there. Is that right?
Amen.
Just like
Amen.
That microphone. He was there. Is that right? And God comes down and he speaks and he gives this man the key.
Lord.
Right.
So if you got the key today,
hallelujah, Jesus.
Who'd you get it from?
Hallelujah, Lord.
Is that right?
Jesus.
God alone holds it, but he gave it to a messenger. Is that right?
Amen.
He gave it to a prophet. Is that right?
Yes,
and if you want the key today, you have to come. God's provided a way. Is that right?
Amen.
God, who at sundry times and diverse ministries spake by the prophets. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
And it's the same today. In the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, as the mystery shall be finished, as he has. Is that right?
Yes.
Through what? The prophets. Is that
right? That's right. That's exactly right. Amen.
The prophets. Is that right? Surely the Lord our God will do nothing except he does it first through the prophets. Is that right?
Yes,
so God sends us a man, gives him a key. He says it's the most scriptural one.
That's right. Yes, sir.
He says, you might call it the keystone of the entire Bible.
That's right.
What is it? That God doesn't change.
Amen.
And his ways are unchanging. Is that right?
Yes.
God never changes. Is that right?
Hallelujah.
That's how you can identify a Paul. He can identify an Irenaeus.
Exactly.
He can identify a Martin and all the, and now see, now you're gonna test me. Martin Columba, Martin Luther, and John Wesley, which I already spoke of course, the prophet. Is that right?
Amen. Yes, sir.
I'll do the church age some other time for you. He could identify this. Why?
Yes.
He tells us the secret. Christ the mystery God revealed.
Yes,
God, when he does something, he's unveiling the threefold purpose. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
What does God do? He always finishes it first.
Amen.
And then he reveals it. Is that right?
Yes.
He doesn't reveal it first and then do it, but he finishes it and then he reveals it. Is that right?
Come on.
So in other words, the mystery that God was going to have a bride out of seven church ages. Is that right? That he was going to bring it to a culmination. It's already taking place. Is that right? We're not in a fifth age or a fourth age. We're at the end.
Amen.
We're here now. We're looking back and seeing this is what God has done.
Right.
He had to do it that way because if the princes of this world knew.
Oh, yes.
Is that right? If the theologians knew. If the doctors knew. If the Vatican knew. They wouldn't have crucified the Lord of glory again in this day.
Amen.
In this day. If they had known, is that right?
Amen.
But God has said, I've already come through. I've already brought a message. I've already done revealed the word. I've opened the seals. I've made the mystery known. And now he shows it. Why? So you would know.
Amen.
Your day in its age. Is that right?
Amen.
Your day in its message. You could recognize. Is that right?
Amen.
Brother Bram says one place, that's the evidence of the Holy Ghost, to be able to recognize your day.
That's right.
Amen. Is that right?
Amen.
So you can know who you are. So you can recognize that God had placed you here. You didn't fall into Laodicea.
No,
he didn't
Lord
fall into the 21st century.
Yes.
God handpicked you.
Amen.
Because he said, you know what? That guy's got what it takes.
Oh,
put it in.
Our God. Yes, Lord.
And Job was tempted and Job on the ass heap.
Yeah.
He was tempting his wife saying, why don't you just go and curse God and die already? God knew.
Yes.
He had put something in Job. There was something about Job.
Oh, my.
We can look at it and say, you speak as one of the foolish women.
That's right.
You sound like an idiot.
That's right. That's what he said.
The Lord giveth.
Yep.
And the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
You know, it's easy to forget that. Amen.
Hey,
I've been tempted before.
Come on.
Brother Andrew came over to my house here a few weeks ago. And he came on a Monday night. And I was telling him how my fuse box, like, it caught on fire. It really did. It's like fire coming out. That sounds bad, doesn't it?
Come on,
the next day he's gone. And I was feeling a little... I was feeling good. You know, people, they don't like it when you get up here and, man, this guy's got problems. You know, your prophet had problems.
Yeah.
He was a lot more open than a lot of us. He's up there talking about, I got financial trouble. Yep. I'm $40,000 in debt to the IRS.
Yeah.
I lost my love for the people.
Yep, he said it.
I got stomach trouble.
Yeah.
I battled over this.
Yep.
I've got this problem.
Yes, he did. Come on now.
You think if everybody was going to try and impress God, it'd be him, but he would impress people? And here he is, first one up to the altar.
That's right.
Norman Neville's preaching, he makes an altar call. Who's the first one up there?
That's right.
We think, man, I don't do that.
Yep.
The people will talk about me.
Yeah.
They'll say, what did he do wrong? What?
Yeah.
Is he backslid or something?
Why do you care what they have to say?
Preach.
Right.
Preach.
Well, why do you care?
Come on.
Why do you care?
Right.
Do you serve them or Christ?
Amen.
Do you seek to please men or you seek to be the servant of Christ? What is
praise
it?
Praise you, Lord. Amen.
See, so many people, it's just like the prophets of Baal.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just like the prophets of Baal.
Exactly.
They're religious and they're serving Israel and they're this type, but we're going to serve Baal too. And Elijah's like, you know what? Why are you going to halt between two opinions?
Yeah.
If God be God, then serve him.
Amen.
And if Baal, then don't serve him. And so many people were still on the fence.
Amen, brother.
We're still, well, I kind of believe the word of God. I kind of believe the message. But you know, if it don't work out, I got this backup plan.
Woo.
And I'm ready to bail out when this falls apart. And we expect it to fail.
Oh, mercy.
What does that say about our testimony? What does that say about our experience?
Amen, brother.
I'm ready to blame God. And this goes wrong. Well, God, the woman you gave me, she
made
me. Oh, your fault, God.
Oh, my.
It's your fault I'm like this. It's your fault I'm in sin now.
Preach, brother.
Really, Adam?
No, sir.
Like you didn't know any better?
Right, right.
He was the one that didn't know better.
Right. Right, amen.
Bible says so.
See what sin will do to a man?
Amen, exactly.
Makes him hide in the bush.
That's right.
Cover a sin up. If you hide your sin, you're not going to prosper.
That's right.
Amen.
Yes,
your
sir.
Sin will find you out.
Amen. Exactly right.
Didn't mean to point you there. Your sin will find you out. Is that right?
Amen.
You ain't fool. You can fool some people sometimes. You ain't going to fool all people all the time. There's going to be a day of judgment, whether you believe it or not.
That's right. Exactly.
Whether you like it or not.
There.
And if you ain't got under the blood, it's all going to be plastered. And everybody's going to know everything on. You know, I don't want people to find out. They're all going to find out a lot more than you don't want to tell them.
That's right.
They're going to find out stuff you forgot.
That's right. Yes.
It's like, oh my goodness, I did that too.
Yep.
Man, what a wretch I am. Exactly.
Yes, yes Lord. Yes,
exactly.
Lord,
what a wretch you are.
Ooh.
Well, if this guy's fault and he made me do this and he made me take that first drink and she made me go over here with her, it's your fault.
Yes, Lord.
It's not their fault. And see, that's, you know, I've had this happen so many times. I had a guy here, I had a guy here a few weeks ago, and he started coming to church, and he wanted to get together and have a thing, and he's seeking the Holy Ghost, and I start to speak with him and deal with him about what, you know, what God has done and what to expect and how to believe. And it's funny because you know what happened? People begin to justify themselves.
Yes.
Well, this person told me this. And this person told me I could never make it. And he was with Seventh-day Adventists and different things, and they were all telling different things. And see, when you begin to blame people, what you're really doing is justifying yourself.
Right, absolutely.
That's what you're doing.
Yes.
Well, it's not my fault.
It is.
I'm justified because it's their fault. God ain't looking for you to justify yourself.
No, preach.
I've had problems. I've had mistakes. I've wrestled. I got off my testimony about the electrical box here. I'll get back to it.
Come on.
He's gone the next day, and I'm feeling kind of encouraged. And this thing, it starts to smoke again. And I rip the thing out, and I'm not real good at this. I'm not an electrician. Don't let me work on your stuff. I shouldn't even work on mine, as you'll gather very quickly here. I pull this old fuse thing out, these bus fuses, and there's these things for the problem, and the one falls down in there. And I'm like, what am I going to do? I ain't got no idea how to get that back up, and even if I did, I'd probably zap myself doing it. Going home to see Jesus.
Yeah.
And I just have to be real honest. I start getting frustrated.
Sure.
And I look at my wife. I'm like, why does this always happen to me? Why is it other people are blessed and I? And you know, I've got it so hard. And if I'd have known that this is going to happen, and I talk about how, because I used to have a good paying job at this factory, and said, and I heard the words come out of my mouth.
Yeah.
You forgive me, because I have to.
Come on.
I said, if I had known this was going to happen, I would have never left that place. I'd have never gone and preached the gospel in another country, and I'd never done this.
Sure. Hit it, brother.
Later that day, I'm looking. I got pictures.
Yeah.
Some of you see
preach,
there's
brother.
Online
Come on
a
now.
Picture.
Yes,
me praying for this little boy. His leg was deformed, and he couldn't walk right. And I had prayed for him, and he got healed. And I thought, what about that boy? Is that worth more than your electrical box?
Is that really worth it? Was that really worth it to say that? I felt like such a fool. Some of you know what I'm talking about.
Yes, Lord.
I felt so stupid. I felt about as well as a snake.
Yes, sir.
I tell you what. But God's rich in mercy, is that right?
Yes, He is.
I could come back to God and say, you know what? It wasn't God's fault. Nope. That's my fault. Nope. That's my fault because we forget. That's why Paul, time and time again, Peter says, I'm stirring your pure minds up by way of remembrance.
Yes,
we forget so easily what
Lord.
God's done for us.
Yes, Lord.
We forget to count our blessings. I tell you what, if anybody could count them, it's me.
Amen.
I forget all the time.
Yes.
Ungrateful, unthankful. I was reading, I talked about this a while back. I just read last night again, the prophet's talking about how he was ashamed of himself as a minister.
Yes,
said, I won 1 million souls of the Lord. Should be 10 million. I thought, good God.
Yeah, Lord help me.
How many have I won? Hundreds, maybe dozens? You know, I could probably go out and count them, honestly. How, you know, I ain't done nothing for God.
Sure.
But you know what? And we can make excuses. Well, let's see it. People's hearts are hurting. No, I understand that. I understand it. But look, let's not be weary and well doing.
Amen.
Right?
Right.
Let's not forget there's somebody still out there. That's why we're here.
Yeah, amen. That's right.
But I'm thankful because you know what? God ain't graded my attendance.
That's
God ain't graded my performance.
Jesus.
God done great it at Calvary, amen.
Amen.
And if I can just look at that and remember what He did for me, that's what's going to give me the power to go through. That's what's going to give me the power to go through a broken electric box. Go through a day when I'm like, I can't pay my bills, or I can't do this, or the car broke down. That don't matter, amen, because what I've got is greater.
Yeah.
Man came to me the other day and said, well, you're probably going to live a long life. I'm thinking, why? Oh, I honor my parents. They weren't even talking about that. He said, well, science, they've taken these mice, these 20-year-old mice, and they reversed their aging, and now they're like 10-year-olds, and soon they're going to be doing it humans. They'll be able to slow down, even reverse their age. I'm thinking, that body still ain't good enough for me.
That's right. Amen.
You can keep me young forever. That still ain't what I'm
That's
looking
not
for.
Good,
I'm looking for a body without sin.
Amen.
I'm looking for a body without heartache.
Amen.
But you know what? You can keep that body young, still get in the car, right?
Amen. That's right.
It can still die. Tell you what, when this country's blowing up from coast to coast and there's crazy everywhere, it don't matter how old or young you are.
Amen.
You're going to meet the Maker.
Amen, that's right.
Man, I don't care how young they keep me. If I die today, I know in whom I believe.
Yes.
I'm persuaded that He's able to keep that which I've committed to Him. Amen. I'm so thankful. Well, you're not the smartest minister I've ever met. Well, that's fine. You know what? Because it's not what you know to you know.
Amen.
Is that right? Paul said, I know in whom I have believed.
Yes.
Not what he knew, but whom he believed. Is
that's
that right? Peter could make mistakes.
That's right.
Here's a man that he goes to the house of Cornelius. He preaches, repents them, and now he's hiding. Because the Jews are coming, and I don't want to be seen.
Yeah.
Make sure you're not seen with them heathens.
That's right, brother.
Them down. We got to impress people, Peter. You know what?
I have mercy.
And we think about Paul going to Peter. Wasn't just Peter. All the Jews did the same thing. Is that right?
That's right.
Here's Peter, or Paul. Lone man out.
Yeah, that's right.
He's like, why are you guys being hypocrites? I guess even Christians can be hypocrites. Is that right?
Sure can.
Didn't mean Peter wasn't saved.
That's right.
Didn't mean he had to change. That's why I tell people, you know what? If people get up here and sometimes they get offended, you start saying, well, you need to repent, you need to make stuff right. Well, you shouldn't be talking like that. You know, if I'm rubbing the calf the wrong way, turn them around.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, what you said offend me. Well, that's fine. Go, change, repent.
Right.
You know what? It's the word of God. You know, it's like I tell people, I can afford to be closed-minded. I'm right.
Hallelujah. The word is right.
I got the mind of Christ. I ain't looking for some other mind. Is that
that's right?
Right. I'm not looking for a 12-step program.
No.
Amen. Repent.
Yeah.
And be baptized in the name of Jesus
Glory
Christ. And you receive the gift of the Holy Ghost.
That's
all I'm looking for, amen.
Amen.
Not looking to improve myself.
Hallelujah.
I'm not looking to convict myself. That's His job.
Amen.
Amen. He's the one that gives the new man.
Amen.
And the more you can rest. See, this is what it all comes down to. It's just recognizing what God has done for you.
Hallelujah.
And that's why we stumble. That's why I stumble. That's why we make mistakes. You say, well, I didn't think, brother, that's any problems.
Come on, mercy. Come on.
Lord, come live with me for a week.
Yeah, amen, Lord.
You won't want to hang around me anymore, probably.
No.
I shouldn't say that, but truth, anyhow. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
I'm sorry. I'm not trying to make jokes, but I just be real honest.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not going to impress you. I'm going to let you down.
Sure.
Amen. We're all, same with anybody. It's not just me. Praise God.
Amen.
I don't feel so isolated now.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Praise his name.
I'm going to get back on track here. The prophet says here, and who do you say this is, 64? He says, I wonder if this great thing, this ecumenical council we got in the world today, and the world council of churches forming together, make us all one. I wonder if they realize, he says, that's exactly what the scripture said they would do.
That's right.
Like I was talking about earlier. They're doing exactly what the scripture said they would do.
Sure.
Don't even realize it.
Yeah.
But they think it's the most wonderful thing in the world.
Sure.
That we can all join hands and be one. Jesus prayed that we might be one. That's true.
Amen.
But not that kind of one.
No, sir, not at all. Amen.
He said, be one as I and the Father are one. Yeah, be that kind of one.
Amen.
Then how will that be? The Word in us would be the anointed Word. That's the oneness of God.
Amen.
See, the oneness of God is the Word anointed in you.
Amen.
See, then you become a son, Messiah of the age.
Yes,
amen.
Sir.
That's what makes you prepared.
Amen.
That's what makes you ready. That's what gives the rapturing faith. Is that right? He said, well, I don't see it. That's why he said, don't worry. It'll be there.
Hey,
is that right?
Hallelujah.
God put it in you. Because you know what? When I make mistakes and I forget, you know what? He remembers.
Amen.
He believes the promise. And he ain't going anywhere without me. Because you know what? He said, I'll be with you. I'll never leave you. And I'll never forsake you.
That's right.
Now I can get away from him. But he can't get away from
Hallelujah.
Me. He don't want to get. That's the astounding thing.
Yeah.
He don't want to get away from me. I want to get away from me.
Yeah.
Everybody else wants to get away from me. But he don't.
Amen.
He wants to stick it out.
Yeah.
He's with me to the bitter end. Is that right? Praise God anyhow.
Hallelujah.
I tell you what, it's like I say, the greatest freedom you ever know is freedom from yourself.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Absolutely.
I'm free. This guy ain't going to hold me back no more. Is that right?
Yeah.
It's finished. It's done. He's taking care of it. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
You know what? When you realize, man, you're a son of God, all things are possible now. All of a sudden, don't look like such a big deal. Is that right? We look at, you know, people, they got these movies and they're going to save the world and they're going to do all these things. One soul's worth 10,000.
That's right. Amen.
Is that right? We get excited. Not we. People get excited when somebody knocks somebody out or they throw a touchdown. But you know what? One sinner comes to repentance.
Amen.
And all the angels, they strike up the band.
Everybody.
Hallelujah.
Tell you what, they start getting a little Pentecostal.
Hallelujah.
Oh my, well, we don't have that anymore. We don't want that in our churches. You know, we don't get too excited. Well, I guess you don't want the angels to know.
That's right.
Tell you what, they're dancing around. They're rejoicing. They're getting excited. They're singing praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God has brought another one in.
Yes,
oh,
yes,
hallelujah.
Yes.
When the prodigal son started coming back home, Daddy didn't sit there and go, well, I knew that old stuck-up kid would come back.
Yeah.
And so I told that scrawny little brat. He came running.
Amen.
You know what? He didn't have to run down to Walmart.
That's right.
Like, as I say, he didn't run down to Walmart to get the sandals and the robe. He had them already.
Yes,
he was ready.
Lord.
He was looking for him. He said, I knew you'd come back. My son who was dead, now he's alive. Oh, hallelujah.
Yes.
Praise God, we've got people. We've got people like, they have a need. We've got needs in our family. We've got needs in our home.
Amen.
We have souls. There's loved ones. We're looking for them.
Amen.
I love how Brother Wayne was talking about this the other day. The prophet talks about this in the adoption message. He says, let me stop here for a second and give you a little token.
Yes, sir.
Let me give you a little token, he says.
Yes.
You mothers that are praying for your lost loved ones, your lost kids, God said that that's your inheritance.
That's right.
And that they would be there with their offspring. Is that right?
Amen.
And they'll no longer hurt or destroy my holy mountain anymore. God gave them to you. Is that right? God promised them to you. God promised. Is that right?
Amen.
Job had some kids and he went and made sacrifice for them.
That's right.
In case they had sinned in secret.
That's right.
He didn't know anything about it. He didn't know that they were not making the sacrifice. Job prepared a sacrifice.
Amen.
Job had confidence in the sacrifice. He had so much confidence. Why? Because he was using the same thing. That's why he could stand there when his friends were gainsaying and saying, well, Job, your house burnt down, your electrical box caught fire, and your car broke down. Well, you must have sinned somewhere, Job. You
sure.
So you sneeze there, Job. You're getting sick.
Yeah.
You must be sinning somewhere.
Uh-huh.
We all got some friends like Job's friends, don't we?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I'm going there now. We got some righteous friends.
Yes.
Sure do.
They're ready to jump all over you. Well, I saw you. Saw you didn't come to church today. You backslid or something? You must not even love God anymore.
Come on, brother, preach.
Is that right? We know people like that. I'm not saying everybody's like that, obviously, but you got people like that. But Job knew.
Come on, brother.
No matter. Now look, Job didn't feel good.
That's right.
That's true. Yep.
Job wasn't jumping up and down.
That's right.
Like that Pentecostal wagon, you put a little bit on it, the squeak goes away. It's not so loud all of a sudden. Uh-huh. Job got a little down. Is that right? He's on the ass seat. He's just scratching away.
Yes, he was.
But look, Job belonged to God.
Amen.
Amen.
Is that right? Job had trouble.
Yeah.
If anybody had trouble, Job had it.
Yeah. Amen.
Remember the patience of Job.
Amen.
Is that right? Why?
Yes, sir.
Look what he went through.
Amen. Right.
You know, that's the thing I remind myself of that same day. I'm like, well, I ain't gone through what Peter went through. Or Paul.
Yeah,
or
yeah,
any of them guys.
Uh-huh.
You think you got it bad. Uh-huh. Try getting thrown in jail and beat up and whipped whack and everything else.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you know. That guy didn't shake my hand at church.
Yeah, yeah.
At least you got to go to church.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Could have been in jail for preaching the gospel.
Right. Amen.
Well, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord, brother.
Got my bottle today. Let me tell you about this bottle.
Amen,
yes. Haha. I'm here. Brother Doug knows about the bottle already. Some of you know about it already. I was reading Thinking Man's Filter last time. I'm like, oh yeah, it's the same thing that Brother Brandon. How clever is that? I'm walking the streets in Dayton one day. Going around witnessing, I go down by this park, and I see this bottle. Now, some of you are going to cringe because I just drank out of this. This is, I don't even know what the brand was, some sort of whiskey bottle.
Oh,
and I walk by this, thought, oh, what an awful thing. What is, you know, and I'm like, what is wrong with people drinking out here and carrying on? Can't they go do it in their houses? What a sinful, wicked generation we're in. But we can all say amen.
Sure, amen.
Sure? Right. I had no business doing that. And all of a sudden, I stopped, and something said, go back and look at that. I'm like, well, it's a whiskey bottle. Really, I didn't plan this. Go pick it up. Go take it back to church and clean it up. So I took it to church.
Come on, brother, preach.
Because that was the place to clean it up.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I pulled all the old stickers of its old life and its old identification. Everything that told you what it used to be, I took it off. And there's a metal strip on there. I cut it off. I cut all the bands off of it. And I cleaned it up and I scrubbed it good and I got it nice and clean. Uh-huh. I tell you what. Dawn dish soap will do a lot. Does wonders, is that right? Now the prophet said we should be able to brush with the same toothbrush. Boy, I'm really challenging you now. Chew after each other the same gum? I wonder who would like to drink out of this. I'll even clean it up again for you if you want. You said, well, I ain't drinking. Oh, that's a whiskey bottle. It used to be.
Yeah.
Come on. It used to be filled with that. It used to be used for that. It ain't used for that anymore. It still used to be that. See? You're looking at what it used to be.
Amen.
You don't have any confidence in what
changed. Yeah.
Is that right? Now, I can understand you not thinking I got cleaned up. Incidentally, I cleaned it again this morning because there's some dust and I had it sitting up on a shelf. You cannot have confidence in that, but if God has cleansed you,
yes.
God has changed you. You say, well, God can't use that God, and God can't use that sister, and look what they used to be. You used to be.
Yeah.
But I have confidence
in
the bleach, is that right?
Yes,
not Clorox bleach, but the bleach of the blood of Jesus.
Yes.
You that were far off, you who were dead in sins and trespasses, he's washed with the washing of the water of the word.
Amen.
Amen. He's given you a new man, a new identity, is that right? And all you have to do is to walk in it.
Yes, Lord. That's,
and that's why I always tell people, whatever your problem is, the answer is just a greater revelation of what he has already done.
Yes.
That's the answer.
Amen.
Is that right?
Amen.
That's all it is.
Yes, sir.
Understanding what he did. Now, see? Now we go to blame God again. Well, you know, only God can give revelation. God's the only one who can do it. Well, that's true. I understand that.
Come on, brother. Preach it now.
That's why he let somebody invent a printing press.
That's right.
That's why he let somebody invent a tape recorder. Is that right?
Amen.
That's why the prophet tells in Christ the mystery. It's God. Why? He says, why do you hunger? Why do you thirst?
Yeah, that's right.
It's God trying to give you this revelation, but you let so many things keep from you. You let your job.
Yeah.
You let your kids. You let your wife.
Preach,
you let your husband. We don't make time to listen to God. And then we wonder, why can't I hear from God?
Sure.
Why does God seem so far away?
Uh-huh. Preach, brother.
I haven't heard from God in a long time. Meanwhile, you got a whole stack of mail and their phone's going off the hook. And you're like, I just wish God would call me or talk to me sometime.
Uh-huh. It's right there.
We don't make time for God. We'll make time for sin. We'll make time for the world.
Yeah.
We'll make time for politics. We'll make time for any other thing in the world. We don't make time for God. And then we wonder why.
Yeah.
Or why am I in this situation? Why do we struggle with this? Why can't I seem to overcome this? Is that right?
Come on.
Yes.
But be renewed in the spirit of your mind. You have to say what the word says.
Sure.
You have, see, that's why I tell people, it's not enough just to read the Bible and think, well, what does the Bible say? You have to think what the Bible says.
Oh, amen.
Not think on things above, things that are just, things that are pure. Is that right? Yeah. That should be your very thoughts, not just, well, the Bible says to do this, but that's your very thoughts. Is that right?
Right, yes.
People say, well, that's brainwashing. I know some people that need their brains washed.
Yeah.
I know people need, there's some people's brains are filthy. Is that right?
Amen. Sure.
Praise the Lord. Is that right? Jesus didn't come to save you from your sin. Or, excuse me, he came to save you from your sin, amen? Not in your sin, but from your sin.
Right.
He came to pull you out of that.
Yes, Lord.
Is that right? Not to leave you there.
Right.
Not to let you be the same thing. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
If he's baptized you in the Holy Ghost.
Yes, sir.
The revelation's for you.
Sir.
That's why he gave you the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
You can know the things that you're freely given to you.
Hallelujah.
Is that right?
Yes, sir.
I was talking to my dad here a few weeks ago. He went to this church, and this one time they read out of the NIV, and they're reading out of where Paul goes to Mars. I believe it's Acts 17. He goes to the Mars Hill. He says, I perceive that in all things you're too superstitious. In the NIV, it says, I perceive that you're too religious.
Oh my.
And he's like, we're talking about the difference, this, that. I said, well, in one sense, it's kind of the same thing.
Sure.
Granted, the whole superstition, but the connotation,
Absolutely.
we say somebody's religious and we think that's good.
Oh my.
And it's not. That's not the idea. Because Muslims are religious.
Sure are.
Football fans are religious.
Oh, they are, yes.
NASCAR fans are religious.
Yeah, right.
Porn addicts are religious.
Yeah, right. Come on, brother, preach.
Amen.
Sure.
I perceive that in all things you're too superstitious. A lot of Christians are the same way. They're superstitious.
Yep, sure are.
Well, you got to do this, can't do this, and that. And they've missed the mark.
Okay. Right.
Why? Because they've never even come into Christ.
That's it.
They're too busy excusing their old life.
Yeah. Amen.
Which is corrupt.
Yeah. Yes. Amen. Right.
And whether you didn't have a trial of the day of your life, and that's no one here.
Amen.
Or whether you've gone through the ringer three times or whatever it is, you've been run through the mill. However good or bad it looks, it's still corrupt.
Amen.
It's still bad. God still don't want nothing to do with it. We can point the finger all day long, and it don't matter to God.
Amen.
Amen?
Yes, sir.
I can look at my trouble and say, well, bless God, I've never done this and this and that. How long are we going to halt between two opinions?
Amen, brother.
Amen.
Amen?
Yes.
How long are we going to sit there and try to make ourselves something?
Amen.
To make a name for ourselves and you look around, some of us here, we live in, you live in a house and maybe it's run down, and it's like that couple that live in that boxcar. Brother Brandon married
him.
Wasn't going to marry him at first, and he's like, well, I'll go ahead and marry him. That other couple on that hill, they had a lot nicer house, but where would you want to live?
Amen. Amen, brother.
Take the boxcar.
Amen.
Yes. Take the boxcar.
Yes.
Because I tell you what, if you're going to live in a house with a woman like that, you better have a big corner on the top house top. It's better to dwell in the corner of a house top than in a wide house with a brawling, pretentious woman.
That's right. Scripture.
Not picking on the women now.
Just
men
could
be just as bad.
Yeah, sure.
Is that right?
Amen.
You'd rather have a little old box car and have the peace of God.
Amen.
The love of God. Amen. We're here in this place today. This used to be a hair salon.
Yes.
You know what? But God said, I have a different purpose for that now.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to use it for something else.
Oh,
people are going to come here and they're going to give their lives to the Lord. God's going to, He's going to edify them. He's going to speak things in their lives that they've never heard before. And God's going to build them up. And God's going to change their lives. And God's going to take young people. And God's going to take old people. And God's going to take backsliders. And God's going to take people that never even heard the gospel. He's going to change them.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Say, we don't have a very big altar, then hit the floor.
Amen. That's right.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Build an altar in your heart.
Amen.
That's what counts. Amen. Yeah. Tell you what, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
This just sounds ridiculous. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. The only time we try to be religious and just impress people, what we do is we exalt form over power.
Right.
We'll have a form of godliness, but we deny the power thereof. Well, I pray. Well, I read my Bible. Are you... you know what I'm saying? So does every demon-possessed religious devil that's in a religious leader somewhere.
Yeah.
There's Catholics, and they were the ones that could read their Bible in Latin.
Right.
Didn't make them religious.
Come on, brother.
Well, we're doing Hail Marys, we're climbing up stairs. It's astounding to me that God could take a man like Martin Luther.
Yes.
He's going up these steps on his knees. And he could come to himself like that prodigal son and be like, what am I doing?
Right.
Is that right?
Some of us just need to be like the prodigal son. He came to himself one day and said, what in the world am I doing?
Amen.
Look at this mess.
Yes.
And it wasn't daddy's fault.
That's right.
Because he gave him his inheritance.
Amen.
Well, you're my son. Here's your inheritance.
Well, if God didn't give me all that money, then I wouldn't be where I was at.
Well, God, it wasn't the daddy's fault.
No, sir.
Well, I was raised in a nice house. I didn't know about that. That wasn't dad's fault.
It was the son's fault.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And if I want to go ahead and close here, but that's what I want us to remember. It's our fault in the end. It's God's fault. We blame God a lot. Well, why'd God do this to me? Or why'd God let me? And we do that all the time. And most of the time, it's our own fault.
That's right.
Amen. Maybe it was somebody else's too, but it's still ours.
Amen.
It's still our fault. God, forgive me.
Yes, Lord.
Yes.
You think of the prophet, like, God, forgive your stupid servant. I'm thinking. And you know, when I first came to the message, I'm like, well, that's not how a man like him should be talking. Now I understand.
Yeah, real man.
God, forgive your stupid servant.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
God, forgive me.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
But I'm thankful because he does.
Yes.
He's faithful and just to forgive us.
Yes, Lord.
If he didn't want to do it, he wouldn't have paid the price all that.
Yes, that's right.
He let us know he wants to do it.
Amen.
Stop blaming God. Brother Taz was coming one time. We were talking about different testimonies and healings and miracles and stuff. And I said, you know what? I came to the realization one day, this is what disciples do.
Hallelujah.
This is what a disciple does.
Yes.
They don't go to church to go to church to look and have a nice time
at
church.
That's right.
They go to church to be more like Christ.
Amen.
So they can go out and have somebody else's life.
Amen.
So they're not having to be catered to all the time. We got to baby men to go into church. We got to baby people in the kingdom and rock them back to sleep. Or somebody can be a man.
Yeah.
Amen.
You know what? It's like Paul told the Corinthians, you know, quit like men. Be a man already. Yeah. Grow up. Man up. Tighten your belt up already.
That's right.
You know what? You get most of us have bills coming in every month.
Sure.
If not, you got taxes coming in.
Yeah.
None of us are exempt. And you know, I can sit there and cry and whine about all of them, but you know what? At the end of the day, I still got to pay it.
That's right. Amen.
You know what? It still needs to get done.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
If you're married, if you have kids, you understand. As an adult, sometimes you have to make sacrifices for somebody else. You don't whine about it and complain all the time. You go and do it because you're a man.
Amen.
You're a man. You go take care of it. You get it done. Well, it's not always fun. No one said it's supposed to be.
That's right.
Being a Christian, sometimes it's really hard.
Yeah.
That no one said it was going to be easy.
That's right.
Amen.
Must Jesus bear the cross alone?
Yes, Lord.
And all the world go free?
Yes, Lord.
There's a cross for you to bear.
Yeah.
There's a cross for me.
Amen.
Yes,
Lord.
Boy, I tell you what, we want to be Christians all the time. Take that cross back up.
Yeah. Come on.
It's not fun. Jesus didn't even want to do it.
That's right.
Is that right? Yeah. Even Jesus like... He's telling them, shall I say, Father, save me from this hour? Yet this is why I came. Here he is in the garden. Father, is it possible this cup could pass for me?
That's right.
Some of us today, we're in a garden of Gethsemane.
Sure.
Hey man, I'll just be honest. I feel like I'm in a garden a lot of days.
Yeah.
I'm like, Father, let this cup pass for me. Nevertheless,
whatever you want.
Not my will, thy will be done.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
Amen.
I'm going to be a man.
Yeah.
If this is what it's going to take, then I'm going to go through it.
Yes, sir.
Do it. Yes, Lord.
Why? Because I've done burned every bridge.
That's right.
Amen.
I ain't looking to go back to all my worldly friends and all the things of the world and be who I used to be.
Uh-uh.
They wouldn't want nothing to do with me anymore now
anyway.
That's
right. Amen.
That's like the Norwegians. I tell you what, they hit the ground, they light their boats on fire, and they charge. Is that right?
Right.
Some of us left the boat intact.
Uh-huh.
Tell you what, that's the problem. Some of us still got the boat. Well, if this engagement don't work out, you know, we're fighting these guys, and tell you what, we can bail off the boat and head back. I got nowhere to go.
Right.
I done burned the boat, done burned the homeland, done burned everything else down.
Yeah, that's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Tell you what.
Hallelujah.
This is what disciples do.
Hallelujah.
Well, whether it's easy or hard.
That's right.
We stick it out.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
We live, I've probably preached this here before, forgive me if I have, but we live in such an undisciplined age.
Yeah.
In this country especially, people don't understand discipline.
Right.
You know, Brother Joe Lyons put something online the other day, said, when I was a child, my parents spanked me. As a result, I grew up with a psychological disorder called respect for others.
Amen. Right.
Amen.
Exactly.
I said, amen.
Amen.
Right.
We're so undisciplined.
Come on, brother.
It's easy to read and pray when people are around and when I'm happy, but tell you what, we start to get discouraged. When we have trials, and we can't seem to bless God anymore.
Amen, brother.
Can't seem to find the words to praise God anymore. But you know what? That's
praise
the time.
Jesus, praise you, Jesus.
Listen now. That's the time to praise Him.
Worthy.
That's when it's a sacrifice.
Yes.
Amen. When you can come to God and say, you know what, God, I've had the worst day of my life. Yeah. I was just about ready to throw in the towel, but you know what? Something keeps holding me.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Brother Graham, hey, Bill, did you keep your religion? Hallelujah. No, hallelujah. I didn't keep it. It kept me.
Yeah.
Oh, hallelujah, there's something greater than me. It's keeping me. Because I can't do it. I can't hold on. I lose the strength sometimes, but there's a power there that's greater than me.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah, I'm not looking just to make it. I've already made it.
Glory to God.
Because he's made the promise and he is faithful. And if every man says otherwise, let every word they speak be a lie. And God be true. Because it's not a man that he should lie. Oh, hallelujah. God didn't lie to me. Amen. I believe this word.
Amen.
Oh, but you prayed for this person, they died, or this happened here. You know what, Brother Bram said, if I pray for 1,000 people, I'm going to pray for another one. Even if they all drop dead, is that right? I don't care how much it falls apart and how bad it looks.
That's right.
You've got to have your mind made up.
Amen.
Oh, I feel like singing now. Let's go ahead and stand on our feet.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Lord.
I've got my mind made up. I'm not going to worry about the rest of the world. I'm not going to be concerned about what they have to say about it. I'm going to look at the promise, amen. The doctors say you're going to die. What does the promise say?
Hallelujah.
The promise is that with his stripes, you are already healed.
Amen.
They say you can't overcome in Laodicea. There's just too much, and you can't be separated from the world. But God said you separate yourself from the unclean thing. You come out, and you'll be my sons, and you'll be my daughters. Is that right? I got you worried, don't I? I've got my mind made up, and I won't turn back. Cause I'm going to see my Jesus someday. I've got my mind made up, and I won't turn back. Cause I'm going to see my Jesus someday.
Sing it again!
I've got my mind made up, and I won't turn back. Jesus,
hallelujah!
I've got my mind made up, and I won't turn back. I'm going to see my Jesus someday. I've got my mind made up, and I won't turn back. Cause I'm going to see my Jesus someday. I've got my mind made up, and I won't back, cause I'm going to see my Jesus someday.
I'm born again.
Oh, I'm born again. Thank God I'm born again. Oh, born again. Thank God I'm born again. Oh, born again. Thank God I'm born again. Born again. Thank God I'm born again. Oh, victory is mine. Victory is mine. Victory today is mine.
Hallelujah!
Oh, I told Satan to get me behind. Oh, victory today is mine.
When I rose!
And when I rose this morning, I didn't have no doubt. So I got
there's a good idea.
I said, Lord, help me live.
Oh, when I
rose, I'm singing a shout in the victory.
Joy is mine.
Oh, joy is mine. Joy is mine. Joy today is mine. For I told Satan to get me behind. The Holy Ghost is mine. The Holy Ghost today is mine. For I told Satan to let me behind.
The
Holy Ghost today is mine.
Victory, amen.
Oh, yes, victory is mine. Victory is mine. Victory today is mine. Cause I told Satan to get me behind. Oh, victory.
thanks be to Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, we got the victory today, amen. Let's sing it again one more time.
Oh, victory is mine. Victory is mine. Victory today is mine. Oh, right, oh, Satan, to get behind.
For victory
today.
Is that right? Oh, praise God. I tell you what, I feel like Paul just spitting the devil's eye. Oh, death, where is thy sting? Oh, grave, where is thy victory?
Hallelujah.
I tell you what, sometimes that's what we need to do.
Yes.
We get there and we go, oh, devil, well, you know, if you can just email me. But you know what? I told Satan, get thee behind. You need to tell the devil, get behind you.
Thank you,
right.
Jesus.
Sometimes you need to tell the devil it's great. Stick him behind you. Is that right?
Amen. Yes.
God has said he'd put him under your feet. Is that right?
Yes.
God, he shall put him under your feet. Is that right?
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Oh, my. I tell you what, if you don't have him underfoot this afternoon, I'd do it now.
Amen.
Redeem the time because the days are evil. Is that right?
Yes, Lord.
Brother James, do you have a song for us here? Sure, that sounds good.
Jesus is my Savior, I shall not be moved. In His love and favor, I shall not be moved. Just like the tree that's planted by the water.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, it's been good to be in His house today. I feel, I'm sorry about this. I was driving by the high school and it had something along these lines, and I knew I was supposed to write it down so I could read it to y'all, but it says something like this: you either have the pain of discipline or you have the pain of regret.
Wow.
And that's the truth. Either you're going to give this all you've got or you'll regret it later on. How many's glad you didn't halfway die, Calvary? You're dead and your life is hidden God through Christ. Oh, I'm so happy to be a Christian.
Yes.
So happy. Hallelujah.
Yes, amen.
I remember the day, Brother Alexander, I hope you don't mind me sharing this real quick. I'll probably embarrass him. The day Brother Alexander got baptized,
sure.
I knew he meant business.
Amen.
Brother Alexander, we showed up. It was a friend's house. They were laughing, making fun. They didn't care about what was going on. Brother Alexander didn't pay it no attention. We went back to his pool. He got baptized in his clothes. He got up out of the water and he walked right to his car and he drove home.
God.
Met business. Guess what? He got the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
And if you want the results of God, just mean business for just this long. Just that long. God will meet business and he'll meet you where you're at. Hallelujah. If you don't mind, can we bow our heads together? I don't like to leave a service without giving someone an opportunity. Every eye closed, every head bowed in his presence. Now you know your own heart and God does, and that's it. If you are not sealed into the kingdom of God, if you don't know as we approach the end, look, it's almost done, church. There ain't much time left. If you have not received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, don't lie to yourself. When you go home, is God there or are you there? If you go home and is it love for God or love for the things of the world, you weigh your own heart. And if you're lying to yourself, you know you don't have it yet. Raise your hands to God now. Die to yourself and receive the Holy Ghost. I adjure you in the name of Jesus Christ. You don't have much time. If you don't receive it, this might be it for you. Even if you are a Christian, you say, Lord, try me once more. I want to be real. I want to be genuine. I want to know that when the world falls apart, there's something in me that won't fall apart.
Amen. Hallelujah.
If there's any doubt, ask him to take it. Don't worry about your neighbor. Worship him with all your heart. And he will meet you where you need him. Hallelujah. 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 Respect his presence. You're not respecting me. You're not respecting Brother Alexander. You're respecting the Word of God, which is Christ. Oh my. Oh my. Yes, Lord, I feel his presence. Let him work on your heart. Let him change your life today. Don't leave here the same person. Don't just put your hands up and say, it's just another time putting my hand. No, today's the day. Things change. Today's the day I meet God and I'm never the same. Oh, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, grant it to each one. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, thank you again for the opportunity to be in your presence, Lord. And we know as we approach Judgment Day, after this kind of a service, Lord, there's no more questions whether we could be saved or not. There's no more doubts. Lord, you've given us the word that we need. You've given us the revelation. I pray that every heart would be open and receive you in the fullness of your spirit and be sealed away into the kingdom in the name of Jesus Christ. Satan, you are a liar. Take your hands off God's people. Erase the doubts from their mind. We rebuke you, Satan, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the word that came forth. And as men, we've done all we can do. It takes you now. It takes the faith of the people to receive the word. And I pray that each heart would have a full heart of faith. Lord, that whatever promise you laid on them, whether it be sickness, being healed, Lord, whether it be in salvation, whether it be receiving the Holy Ghost, whether it be for their family to receive the Holy Ghost, I pray that that would drop into their heart, Lord, and they would leave here with their request. That no matter what would come the next few days, no matter what would happen in their lives, there'd be an anchor from this service, a stake put down saying, Satan, you're a liar. God gave you my request on this day at this time. Grant it to each believer this afternoon, Lord. Bless each one, Lord. We pray for you. Bless Brother Alexander for coming and speaking the word with boldness, being transparent, Lord. Not giving the people a false religion, but showing what it's really all about. We thank you for that, Father. Be with each one. Strengthen each one as they even go their ways, Lord. But we don't want to leave your presence too fast. As the Bible said, you don't want to leave the King's presence hastily. Oh, we just want to bask in that presence today. We love you, Lord. May there just be such a heart of worship in the hearts of the people today. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus Christ's name, have your way in each life. Amen, Lord. Let's sing it together. Every eye closed. Don't worry about your neighbor's worship. Worry about your worship of God.
Deep grace is how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me.
Sing praise God, praise God, praise God with all your heart.
Oh, praise God, 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 praise God.
Just him. Don't be afraid. Let him move into your life. Yes, Lord.
Praise God.
The same God, the same pillar of fire is in your midst, waiting for your heart to receive him. Oh, praise God. Praise God. Believe it now. Believe it.
Praise God. Praise God. Praise God.
But sing it again with all your heart, give him praise.
Oh, praise God. Oh, praise God. Praise God. Oh, praise
God. Lord, he's moving for granted, Lord.
Praise God. Praise God.
Stay in the spiritual worship. Just keep worshiping and thanking him and giving him praise. I'd like to sing if we could. If you don't know, it's in the little book 305. All hail King Jesus.
All hail King Jesus. All hail Emmanuel. The King of Kings. Lord.
Can we sing it one more time? Every eye closed, every hand raised. Not worrying about your neighbor, completely surrendering to God. Let's just bless his name. Oh, aren't you happy to be in his presence? Hallelujah. Actually, let's just do one more time. What's that music? How's that?
Oh, hail King Jesus. Eternity.
praise Him your own way. Thank you, blessed Father. You're worthy of all praise and all honor and all glory. Thank you for seeking and saving my soul, my dead, rotten soul, Lord, that I was in all that sin and muck, and you came and found me, Lord. Thank you for your grace and mercy in my life, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. You're worthy, you're worthy, you're worthy. Oh, we love you, we appreciate you, Lord. Oh, you're so good to us. Thank you for your mercy and grace. Thank you for your mercy and grace. As the prophet said, the pillar of the cloud just abides right over the people, waiting to whoever would yield to him just to come down and manifest. You go ahead and be that vessel this service. Whatever he would want you to do, even if it's just as a rededication of your life, let the power of God move through your heart. Don't leave this service the same. Saint Key Dad, I saw love, mercy, and grace. Let's sing it together. I saw love, mercy, and grace. I saw love, mercy, and grace. I envision His beauty. I looked on His face. I saw love, mercy, and grace. I saw love, oh, mercy.
Just let the Spirit water the Word now. Hallelujah, Lord.
And I saw love, mercy, and grace. I envisioned His beauty. I looked on His face. I saw love, oh mercy.
Oh, just picture the face of Christ as we sing it one last time with all your heart.
Yes, I saw love, mercy, and grace. I saw love, mercy, and grace. I envisioned His beauty. I saw love, mercy, and grace.
Let's go ahead and give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go to the house, Lord. It's been a good day to be in His house. I'm glad to see the Spirit of the Lord able to move amongst the people. Don't want to prolong you. I know you got things to, places to be in. Well, I'll tell you what, though, where we're at right now, I ain't got nowhere else to be. I don't know about you all, but all that is second on the list. The presence of the Lord is first. So, but I understand you got to go. You got things to do and all that. So if you need to go, you can go now. If you want to stay and just worship in His presence, that's fine. I'm going to hand the service over to Dad as a we'll just sing a song here too, just as long as you ever want to stay. Let's just sing that with Just Any Day now. Is that okay?
Just any day.
God bless you, saints.
Now, our Lord is come.